Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies, our podcast series that looks at the Sundays of the seasons and other key dates and relates the day's gospel reading to a film that strikes a similar chord. So, Eastertide, and we're joined by guest contributor Father Robert King, who's a priest of the Clifton Diocese and also a film scholar and academic. We move on now to the fourth Sunday of Easter. And the film is a film, Robert, from nearly a quarter of a century ago, Mass Appeal.
Yeah, Mass Appeal, directed by Glenn Jordan, released in 1984, with Jack Lemmon playing an affable parish priest. Today's the day when we think about vocations to the priesthood, or vocations in general. And in this film, we hear how Jack Lemmon plays a steady priest who welcomes in the seminarian who has gotten to a spot of bother in the seminary, for whom things haven't gone quite so well. Yet in the film we hear how they both heal each other in a particular way. The seminarian is due to receive the wrath of the seminary rector. If people haven't seen it, I'm not going to ruin it because it's a film that's well worth seeing. And in doing so, Jack Lemmon's forced to think a bit more about his own vocation. You know, he's in a nice comfortable parish, he's doing well. Throughout his life he's kind of learned not to rock the boat. It's meant that he's done well in his diocese, but also it means he's much loved in his parish. You know, he's in the happy position of knowing that the parishioners love him and they know what wine he likes, what food he likes, and, you know, what even kind of jumpers he favours over others. But in a way, it kind of reminds me a bit of when I was a seminarian myself. On one placement I was sent to, I'd not been well, you know, I'd spent a bit of time on the missions and come back with parasites. And I was sent to a parish priest who was actually really kind to me and, went out of his way to make me feel welcome. One night over a beer, or a cider I think it was, he said, you know, one of the wonderful things about priesthood is there's quite an age gap between us, but we're able to talk as equals. You know, I'm listening to you, you're listening to me. And that's kind of always stayed with me and put in mind of the film today because of that. You know, when it comes to our image of the Good Shepherd that we read about in the Gospel, we're mindful that, yes, of course, Jesus Christ is our shepherd, but as members of his flock, we're called to be shepherds to others. We're called to work together in the church, to minister to each other, and really to be that healing presence of Christ to those around us, and to be humble enough to allow others to heal us when we need it. So really, just to keep it short, that's what I'm taking away from today's gospel and film, that, you know, together we can be Christ to each other.
Now, we see some interesting movie priests, don't we? Even if you go back to Carl Malden in On the Waterfront, and probably a film that hasn't been seen by many in the UK here, Our Fathers. Both those priests were kind of quite combative, quite sort of rough and ready, but equally good pastors. So it's sort of, in film we see a number of different styles of priests, don't we, in the way they minister.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a wonderful thing about film, really, because it does allow for priests to be presented as human beings. You know, often people have this sort of caricature of what a priest is about or what a priest is like. But in film, we see the reality. We see someone who can be really good with people in a pastoral situation, but someone who's also a bit human, someone who does get fed up, someone who can be tired, someone who can maybe even at times be a little bit cranky, but nonetheless, someone who tries in every way to allow Christ to direct his life.